Friday, November 2nd, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I'm a TED head. That is what I learned that the Theodore Roosevelt Association members call themselves. The TED heads had their annual meeting last weekend at the Harvard Club in New York City, the first such meeting that I have ever attended. It was hosted by Tweed Roosevelt, the former president's great-grandson. The sessions began with a panel of Congressman French Hill, a Republican from Arkansas, former Congressman Steve Israel, a Democrat from New York, and TR's great-great-grandson, Winthrop Roosevelt. I have a low opinion of Congress, but these two representatives were amazingly well-read of history. They said that congressmen today do not have time to read, and is one reason why Congress is less perspective, less thoughtful, and less accomplished. Hill said that the typical member of Congress doesn't have historical perspective on what they do. They reviewed how recent presidents interacted with Congress. They favored the George W. approach, saying that he led Congress with a bipartisan coalition. They described Obama as aloof with no interest in Congress, attempting to lead from above it all. They were critical of that approach. They described Trump's approach to Congress as leading from below, setting an agenda and then daring Congress to oppose him. They didn't like that approach either. They described TR's approach with Congress as leading from above, below, and behind, telling Congress to get out of the way. They said that TR opposed tariffs and fought Congress and wanted tariff revisions blocked by Congress at the time. While many Americans are not impressed by Congress, these two members of Congress were not impressed by the average American's knowledge of civics. They said that half of Americans fail a citizenship exam that is passed by 90% of foreigners. The next session was on TR political perspective with Karl Rove and Geoffrey Cohen. Karl was George W.'s political strategist, and Cohen represented the other side of the political spectrum. I had met Karl Rove casually once before and was able to engage again. He has done research on TR that led him to an interest in McKinley, of which he became a fan of. He said that TR had served as an attack dog, as a surrogate for others, but when president did not engage with a negative tone. TR was an ordinary vice president, but a very extraordinary president. TR was not a socialist and strongly opposed Woodrow Wilson. However, he believed that government served a purpose to protect the American people. TR started unions, broke monopolies, enacted child labor laws, created the FDA and other forms of consumer protections, such as USDA meat inspection. I believe that TR would have favored ethanol in the RFS. TR believed that the public owned the country and sought to legally preserve it for them with his vast land conservation, using national park reserves, forests, and monuments. Things that are being threatened today. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Theodore Roosevelt was described as a shadow president after he left office. He was much more influential after he left office than Woodrow Wilson would have liked. On issues of the day, the press would often ask the opinion of Wilson and TR, and not necessarily in that order. When asked the role of an ex-president, George W. answered, none. He left Obama alone. Obama has been drawn back in by Trump's very direct and personal attacks on his legacy. I like Karl Rove's intellect a lot. I think that he has the current political contest nailed. He used cultural issues such as gay marriage to bring out Bush voters, but warned that there was a tipping point when cultural issues inflamed voter sentiment on both sides, and he believed that the demographic breakdown favored Democrats in a head-to-head contest when all showed up at the polls. Looking back at 2016, Hillary suppressed the Democratic vote, and Trump lost the popular vote, winning a squeaker in the Electoral College. Hillary was a loser, and Trump was lucky. The midterm election should prove Rove's premise right or wrong. The next panel included David Greenberg and Mark Guerin, who are political communications experts, who discussed TR's communication strategy. Theodore Roosevelt created the bully pulpit, the first White House press office, and held the first White House press conferences, although smaller than they are now, talking to just a few journalists in a more private setting. He also allowed the first traveling press corps to accompany him on trips. Prior to TR, Congress would send things or issues up to the president, and TR reversed that flow, sending these items that concerned him that he wanted taken up down to Congress. TR expanded presidential power, seeing himself as the only one elected by all the people. Conan O'Brien gave the keynote address at the evening dinner. He, too, was a TED head. He focused his message on TR's humor and how the media portrayed him. He is great entertainment. I got my picture taken with Cohen, who knew where Iowa was. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.